I mentioned we're going to have a chat with Dr. Julie Brown from Neuroscience Research Australia in all about the car restraints, the child seats, the child capsules, all of that sort of thing. Going to get straight to it. Julie, am I the only person in the whole of Australia that has trouble putting these things in? Surely not.
Oh, no, definitely. There's a continuing problem with correct use of child restraints in Australia, and not only in Australia, but all over the developed world. We're seeing large numbers of children in restraints that have some error in the way that it's being used.
So where are we going wrong, Julie? I mean, they appear to be sort of straightforward until we put them in and we find ourselves in all sorts of strife. What's happening?
Yeah, well, basically there's three places where, three sources of error, really. The first one is when you're installing the restraint. The second one is when you're securing the child within the restraint. And the third source of error is the child itself. So during the trip, the child might try to take their arms out of the harness or out of the sash belt. And so historically, we've tried to deal with this problem by trying to tell people how to use the restraint correctly and providing support through restraint fitting stations and things like that. But we think that those sorts of efforts haven't really made a big difference, and so we've decided to try a completely different approach where we're letting consumers, like parents, drive changes in what we do to make it easier to use restraints.
Yeah, because like I said, they seem easy until they're not. So what are some of the new things that are coming through? What would you or more to the point, what would you like to see happen for parents?
Well, there's sort of two aspects that we can attack to try and improve how easy it is to use the restraints. The first is in terms of the information that's supplied with the restraints about how to use it. And we've currently been developing prototype materials to communicate this information in a much easier way for people to understand than what's currently in instruction booklets. And we're seeing really good, promising results from our laboratory work that this, if we can communicate the information in an easy to understand way, that this will really make it a lot easier for parents, and we'll see a reduction in some of the errors around installation and securing the child in the restraint. But we still also need to tackle some aspects of the design of the restraint, and that's our next big research project, where we're actually looking at the interaction between children and restraints and between parents and restraints, and trying to identify which bits of restraint design are the problematic ones.
So you mentioned that design flaws, well, if flaws may not be the right word, but some designs are better than others. If we're out there in the marketplace, what should we be looking for to maximise safety?
Well, I think right now, probably the best thing that parents can do when they're purchasing a restraint is use a resource that's called childcarseats.com.au, which is a consumer information program that provides information about how well the different restraints perform above the minimum requirements of the Australian standard. And also, I think, in terms of errors in use, at this point parents can be aware that even though they think they may know how to get it right, that there is still potential that for having some errors, and they should take the time to just check that they have followed the instructions in installing the restraint, and that every time they use the restraint, they check that the seatbelt buckle is engaged, that there's no slack in the seatbelt, and that the child's harness or the seatbelt has no slack in it, and that the child keeps their arms in that seatbelt or the harness through the whole trip.
Pretty much similar to the seatbelt that the rest of us wear. We don't want them, they've got to be nice and tight and fitting right and safety first. So
That's exactly right.
A lot to think about there, Julie. Hopefully with that research we'll see more improvements in that space.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
I'm sure we will too. Okay, thank you for your time.
Okay, no worries.
Dr. Julie Brown, Neuroscience Research Australia Research Fellow, and I still haven't been able to answer the question of how I get them in and out of the car properly. I'm really, really bad. 25 past 11.